Labor and its allies, the Coalition and the Greens, have rushed 9 laws through the Senate today with no debate or scrutiny, and One Nation opposed all of them on this basis. One of them was horrifying consequences for our future and our freedom, the digital ID law. This law is designed to control the Australian people. It's a step towards the 15-minute cities already being imposed in the United Kingdom, heavily penalising anyone trying to travel outside their community. This is a secretive international effort to establish a one-world government with no freedom and no capacity for dissent. Let's never forget how easily Australian governments imposed restrictions on us during the pandemic. We couldn't go anywhere without a digital vaccination certificate. Our freedom of speech was suppressed by governments and by tech and continues on social media content still. I will call it out the way I see it, as I always have done. Digital ID is the first step towards these restrictions being imposed on us permanently. Last year, because I was a senator, I was not allowed to exchange Australian currency for euros or British pounds like every other Australian. UK political leader Nigel Farage had his bank account closed because activists disagreed with his views. He was debanked. All of your digital data will be owned by governments. You'll have no physical proof you own anything, including your home, and it is happening now and has for years. We've seen how insecure this data always is. There have been 9 breaches of Australia's personal data in March 2024 alone. Your new oppressors will tell you digital ID is your best interest, that it will make things easier, that it will protect you from bad people, and all it will cost is your freedom and right to privacy. As Klaus Schwab said, you'll own nothing.
Senator O'Sullivan.